Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Spiegel and Holmes.
First of all, congratulations. You know, it's nice to have a couple new faces at the Score, and not just kidding. So
Afternoons on the Score.
Hey, now walk it out. Big old record. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. DJ. Now walk it out. DJ must have a track. Now walk it out. DJ on. Now walk it out. We at it again, baby. Now walk it out. Man, here we go. Now walk it out. Now walk it out. Now walk it out.
All right, tell us what this track is and what it's about.
It was just walking it out. That's all.
Yeah?
Get your dance on. Do
DJ
your thing.
Unk, yeah.
Who is it by, Robbie?
DJ Unk.
DJ Unk.
I got down to this at a middle school dance.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
Were you walking it out?
I was walking it out, yeah.
Did you know, Lawrence calls Robbie Triano the tree. And in our text thread with Mark Grody put a tree in there as his emoji in honor of the tree. And then you put another tree in there.
It's my Batman symbol.
Okay. And then did you know who I put in the in that text thread? Do you know whose picture that was that I put in there?
Was that Groot?
No.
I put in Groot.
Oh, that's excellent.
Because he's a tree.
He is a tree.
Oh, that's Tree Rollins.
Thank you very much. I wasn't sure if everybody got that or not. I went through the trouble of going onto the internet and getting a picture of Tree Rollins.
To the internet!
That's right.
Much bigger person than me.
Oh, an enormous person. Did he bite somebody, Lawrence? Do you remember Tree Rollins? Did he bite somebody's finger or something?
Well, I mean, back in those days, they were doing all sorts of stuff to people.
And I don't mean privately.
Like, guys punching folks and not being thrown out of the game.
Oh, yeah. He bit Danny Ainge. So he bit Danny Ainge.
He deserved it.
Probably. And I'm reminded that the headline in the Boston Herald was Tree Bites Man, which is
that's a great headline.
That's outstanding.
Would Potsy write that? That is excellent. So listen, I want to preface this with I really like DJ Moore. I think that he has suffered a ton in the NFL. I like his game. I wish the Bears would find a way to get him the ball more. He probably wishes they would get him the ball more, too. I think because of the way that he handled things with Justin, and I think he handled things with Justin better than I felt like that was Justin's biggest supporter.
Yeah, well, you know what's interesting is people are saying, well, it seemed like he was a Justin guy, as if he was a Justin guy in the Justin and Caleb discussion, and I never took it that way. I just took it as him being a really cool teammate and, like, supportive of a nice dude. That's the way I took it.
I think he really liked Justin.
Yeah. Justin was understated and worked his ass off, and he saw that Justin was, you know, getting a raw deal on some levels. It seemed like a kind bit of support as opposed to that's my quarterback as opposed to this guy.
And I think that we have kind of given him like this, well, you know, DJ Moore, one of the reasons he's great is he's not a diva. And I know that diva is pejorative. Like, I get that it's a pejorative term when we talk about wide receivers. DJ has had some of those moments. Like, he had a moment where he put himself ahead of the team and threw a helmet in a celebration, and the team ended up losing because of it. Like, there have been these moments with him, and it just feels like there's a bunch of coincidences of like, oh, well, you know, him talking about Caleb being bossy, and they go bossy and sassy and sassy and bossy.
Oh, yeah, but well, look, man, I'm with you there, and I think I said a few weeks back, like, he's definitely got some wide receiver in him. A little bit less than some other wide receivers, but he's definitely got that wide receiver gene of being, you know, dependent yet in an independent spot, so it's like, look at me, look at me, look at me.
And you know? Now he's gotten paid, too. And that could change a person. Maybe you are acting out in a more outwardly way than you would. Mm. And there have been moments on the field. And what is the conversation this year about DJ Moore has been like, wow, you know, DJ's body language on the field is a little different than what we're used to seeing from DJ Moore.
Well, that's interesting.
Right?
If the getting paid changes your sense of emboldenment and makes you act in a slightly different way. There's also the fact that you're the wide receiver one, but they brought in another guy who has, for his career, been a badass wide receiver one. And frankly, is more...
And then they drafted another guy with a top 10 pick.
Yes, yes. But see, it's interesting because I remember having this conversation at the beginning of the year thinking, well, nobody should need to be like, look at me, look at me, look at me, and going selfish because DJ's been paid, you know? Like,
I think that's a very sensible way to think about it. But let's say that all of a sudden Mitch comes to you and he's like, all right, Speaks.
Yeah.
Speaking of Holmes is going really well. It's going so well, we're going to pay you $1 million a year to do that show.
I'm listening.
And you'd be like, what about my guy Loho? No, he's going to make the same. It's fine.
Hmm.
That would change the way you feel about yourself, wouldn't it? You'd be walking in here like that episode where Kramer finds the Technicolor dream coat. You have your hat and your cane. You'd be strutting down the street
with
your $1 million a year.
All due respect, I think you might be projecting. Just
that's what I would do. No, I would just do a week's worth of shows in Arizona.
And then you'd be gone. Well, look, we didn't talk a lot about this play that surfaced from last week of DJ Moore walking off the field, but
I mean, I earned that money. I earned it.
Leave Danny alone.
Yeah. Lawrence's team leave Danny alone, and I get it.
They wanted to give it to me.
This is Chris Long. This is Chris Long from the Green Light Podcast talking about DJ Moore, perhaps with some knowledge, but certainly with the video of DJ Moore walking off the field.
If DJ Moore doesn't want to be there and he doesn't like the quarterback, who's going first? And I was pro Fields. I was the one that was like, keep Fields. But if this is what we're doing, and I felt like maybe DJ Moore was pro Fields, like reading between the lines last year, right? Then here's the door, dude. They're having trouble getting him the ball anyways. It feels like Rome Odunze and him are on the best page out of three wide receivers. And by the way, this is from Rich Habar. Highest inaccurate target rates for players with 25-plus targets. Adunze's number 6, Keenan Allen's number 8, DJ Moore's number 10. Mm. You're not even getting missed the most out of the three of y'all. How are you the one walking off the field? Okay? And I think that also says something about, like, Caleb Williams, which is the guy's not Superman yet. The one thing that's inexcusable is, like, if one of your veterans who you brought here a couple years ago or last year or whatever, 2 years ago, DJ Moore doesn't want to be there, then you as a head coach now have to make a decision. You as the GM, Ryan Poles, Ian Yates Cunningham, my guy, Ian Yates Cunningham. Do you want to be here, bro? Do you? Seriously, it's time for a real conversation.
Wow.
Now, look, we know a lot of ex-players. Patrick Manley had a problem with it. Olin has had a problem with DJ Moore being as vocal as he's been.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even bring up the thing that he said about it has Flus lost the locker room.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like,
I want to say no. He said, I want to say no. Uh-huh. So go ahead and say no.
Haw had to fight back the horde on Twitter when the video came out.
Oh, man.
There's a lot of coincidences lately with DJ that makes me go, did we label him as a non-diva too quickly? That's all I'm asking.
No, that's fair. We're going to hear DJ Moore's explanation on that play as part of Mark Grody's Bears hit. But first, let's hear real quick Matt Eberflus's explanation when he spoke earlier today about that play.
Well, it rolled his ankle, right, on that particular play. You know, so that's what I saw. And then, you know, it's that's what it was. And then we just moved to the next play. You know, and again, we just got to do a good job on those plays of, you know, executing scramble drill and making sure we find guys open and all those types of things.
So that's all Matt Eberflus had to say. By the way, keep listening to your chance to win a pair of tickets to Football After Dark at the Gale Street Inn.
Yeah.
On November 12th, hosted by Layla Rahimi. Who's that? And with special guest Jalen Johnson. What am I doing now? It's all sponsored by TimberTech Decking and
it's
Railing.
It's not in the copy speech.
Good point. Everything wood should be. TimberTech Decking and Railing. Visit TimberTech.com. And by AARP, the younger you are, the more you need AARP. But that'll be really cool.
It's going to be awesome. They're both going to have a really good time, and I think they're going to connect, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
I totally agree.
Are you ready for a Bears hit, two words?
Mark Grody's got it all.
We'll hear from DJ Moore next.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.